Hi, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what's most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but in portion to the success of this research, all of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. So first, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm somewhat satisfied. I'm going to do this for you, but I make these calls. I'll make the calls for Kamala and for Biden, now for Kamala on Tuesday night. So, but I'm gonna answer your questions for you, but please make it quick because I had a long day.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Thank you very much for your time. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important will you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. Racism and discrimination.
Say that again. Which was it?
Yeah. So I'm gonna give you certain topics.
No, I know the scales. But what was the first one you just said?
Okay, racism and discrimination.
Racism and discrimination, 10.
Okay. Healthcare.
9.
Inflation and the cost of living.
9.
Voting rights.
10.
Crime and violence.
8.
The student loan debt?
6.
Criminal justice reform?
7.
Immigration?
5.
Abortion rights?
10.
Housing rights?
8.
Climate change?
7.
Democracy?
Democracy, 10.
Jobs and wages?
8.
K-12 education?
10. I'm a preschool director. That's number 1. That's a 10.
All right. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
I'm voting a 10. Mm-hmm.
And what is your race?
I'm an African-American.
All right. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
All right. And what is the year of your birth? What is the year of your birth?
72.
Okay. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Completed a master's.
And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
9.
All right. And how much power do you feel that Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community?
8, if we can get them all out to vote.
Okay. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Kamala Harris?
10.
Joe Biden?
9.
Tim Walz?
8.
The Democratic Party?
The Democratic Party?
Yes.
10.
Donald Trump?
0.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
0.
The Republican Party?
0.
All right. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or undecided?
Kamala Harris.
All right. And I know also it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
All right. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Who did I vote for last time?
Yeah, in 2020.
Was that your question? Yeah, Biden.
And some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A big difference.
All right, and I'm going to read you a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you. I don't trust the candidates.
I think our votes do make a difference.
Okay, so let me see here.
And I try to convince people that theirs does too.
Okay.
That's the one thing that they can't control is our vote.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I went ahead and chose that for you. And do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or neither agree, or nor disagree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the following statement? Most people will take advantage of you if you let them.
Strongly agree.
All right. And I'm going to read you a list of factors that might make you feel like your vote will make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you. If there were more trustworthy candidates who understood black issues, if there were stricter regulations on political funding and regulations to control big money in politics, if politicians kept their promises to black communities, if I could have open, judgment-free conversations with black people like me about important issues before voting, if black communities united around a common cause.
Well, I think if we united around a common cause, there's power in numbers.
Okay. And to select three, so I mean the ones remaining other than the around the common cause would be if there were more trustworthy candidates who understood black issues, if there were stricter regulations on political funding.
That one, the first one is one, another one. Mm-hmm. Trustworthy candidates that understood the issues of black people.
Okay, and just one more out of the three left, which is if there were stricter regulations on political funding and regulations to control big money in politics, if politicians kept their promises to black communities,
to black communities.
All right, and below, I'm going to read you a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means that policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Because we demanded change, we declared our power and made a difference. In March of this year, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau set a new rule to reduce credit card late fees from $32 to $8. These junk fees, as they have been called, will save America consumers $10 billion annually. Our votes are keeping more money in our pockets.
$10.
Right? And because we made our voices heard, we declared our power and shaped our city's future. In her first budget, Philadelphia Mayor Cheryl Parker has allocated $6.3 billion to key city improvements. The budget includes funding for more police officers, enhancements to the streets department, increased funding for SEPTA, and neighborhood cleanings. And this budget outlines her goal to make Philadelphia the safest, cleanest, and greenest big city in the nation.
7.
And because black Pennsylvanians voted for the right elected officials, a bill in the Pennsylvania Senate is being discussed that will give $526 million in grants to schools in 2025. The money will go to schools with more students living in poverty, making sure that schools in areas with lower property values get the funds they need. Our votes are making our communities.
10.
Right? And because we protested together and voted, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors said federal hate trans laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor, our votes and our power are achieving the justice that we deserve. All right, so we are almost there. And thank you for your response so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. So please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. Okay, 10. Mm-hmm. And how much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on the scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all. Okay, mm-hmm. Just so I could go complete that. And the 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community. You said 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so people say that no matter what who people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
All right. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
All right. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight, heterosexual.
All right. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
Married.
Right. Yep. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
All right. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right, and are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
All right, and do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
All right, and how will you describe your employment status?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, how would you describe your employment status? Is it full-time?
Oh, I'm employed full-time.
And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About $150,000.
Okay. And what is your present religion, if any?
Baptist.
All right, and aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than
every week.
Okay, every week?
More than once a week, yeah. I go to Bible study. Yep.
Okay, great. All right, so I thank you very much for your time. This concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate that, okay?
You're welcome. Okay.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.